Há quantos anos? Quinta temporada. Viagem pela música das últimas 6 décadas. Rádio Freguesia de Belém, Gabriel Andrade. Olá, bem-vindos ao Há Quantos Anos número 172. Hoje começamos com duas estreias neste programa. Primeiro, The Wall of the Moon, uma música que dispensa apresentações e que está incluída no terceiro álbum dos escoceses Waterboys. This Is The Seed, 1985, é considerado unanimemente o seu melhor trabalho.
Why you?
A segunda estreia deste programa são os Pulp, com este verdadeiro clássico dos anos 90, Common People. A banda dos irmãos Davis, em 1965, teve o seu ano mais produtivo numa existência total de 33 anos. De facto, os Kinks, neste ano, lançaram 2 LPs e 8 singles. Fica a amostra de A Well Respected Man. 'Cause he gets up in the morning, and he goes to work at 9, and he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time. 'Cause his world is built on punctuality, it never fails. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. While his father
are discussing foreign trade, and she passes looks as well as bills at every suave young man. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And he likes his own backyard, and he likes his bags the best, 'cause he's better than the rest, and his own sweat smells the best. And he hopes to grab his father's root when fate would pass his on, 'cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And he plays a soft charm, and he goes to the regatta. He adores the girl next door, 'cause he's dying to get at her. But his mother knows the best about the matrimonial stakes, 'cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively.
Destaque agora para um dos melhores álbuns de há 10 anos. Carrie and Lowell é o sétimo disco do norte-americano Sufjan Stevens, no qual ele regressa às suas origens após um período mais eletrónico. O disco é um tributo à falecida mãe e ao seu segundo marido, muito próximo de Sufjan. Está em diversas listas de melhores discos de 2015 e hoje vamos ouvir duas faixas, começando por 4th of July.
Firefly, what could I have said to raise you from the dead? Or could I be the sky on the 4th of July? Well, you do enough talk, my little hawk, why do you cry? Tell me, what did you learn from the Tillamook burn or the 4th of July? We're all gonna die.
Most of your life.
Should Have Known Better é talvez a mais famosa composição de Sufjan Stevens e um tema que aborda a perda de uma perspectiva original e autobiográfica. Karen Lowell merece uma audição integral. Fica aqui a sugestão. Lowell, Sufjan Stevens, um disco que apenas com 10 anos já se tornou intemporal. Em 1975 ficou marcado por um dos melhores álbuns da extensa discografia de Bob Dylan. Não faltam referências em listas de melhores discos de sempre para este Blood on the Tracks, ao mesmo tempo com sucesso de vendas, por exemplo, número 1 nos Estados Unidos. Tangled Up in Blue, que vamos ouvir hoje, descreve duas versões distintas de um relacionamento. Embora Dylan sempre tenha negado o conteúdo pessoal, é difícil dissociar este tema da sua separação de Sarah Dylan, nesse mesmo ano de 1975. Tangled Up in Blue, Bob Dylan.
Early one morning the sun was shining, I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. Soon to be divorced, I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west, split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Job in the great north woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a bee employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew. This place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. And later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said, Timmy, don't I know your name? I murdered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. And she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul for me to you. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. Get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started, I don't know what they're doing with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point.
Bob Dylan, 1975, uma das suas melhores obras. E voltamos aos Pulp, banda liderada por Jarvis Cocker e ligada indelevelmente ao Britpop. Formados em 1978 e praticamente ignorados durante a década de 80, apenas atingem a notoriedade com o disco Different Class, de 1995. Número 1 no Reino Unido, foi também reconhecido pela crítica e gerou os dois enormes sucessos que ouvimos hoje. Primeiro Common People e agora Disco 2000. Voltamos a This Is The Sea dos Waterboys com o tema título. Após este disco, a banda mudaria de rumo, mas curiosamente, ainda este ano, lançou um disco 40 anos depois de This Is The Sea. Hoje não há quantos anos em destaque, Waterboys 1985, Safi & Stephens 2015 e Pulp 1995. Ainda fomos a 65, Kinks, e 75, Bob Dylan. Terminamos exatamente com os Waterboys e o seu regresso aos discos com Life, Death and Dennis Hopper e o tema I Don't Know How I Made It, com a colaboração de Taylor Goldsmith. Até para a semana e ouçam muita música.
I don't know how I made it, but I made it. I don't know how I held on, but I'm here.
don't know how I made it, but I made it. I don't know how I held on, but I'm here. It's as if I did a deal with an angel. Somewhere back along the line, it's as if I did a deal with an angel. Somewhere back along the line, it's as if I did a deal with an angel. Somewhere back along the line, somewhere back along. I don't know how I held on, but I'm here. It's as if I did a deal with an angel. I don't know how I made it, but I made it somewhere back along.
Quantos anos, quinta temporada. Viagem pela música das últimas seis décadas. Rádio Freguesia de Belém, Gabriel Andrade.